Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And Tim, he's like sort of giving me the finger in a way, but it's the pointer finger. Go, go, go. I was going. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's New Year's Eve.
It really is. New Year's Eve day.
Live.
But you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And that was really funny because he was like freaking out, giving me the finger.
I just wanted to make sure you're paying attention. And you were.
I was talking into a microphone that was dead. So there we go. But of course, you just heard me say, we have Tim manning the phones for us today. So we're live, as Cindy Ford said, and we have our special guy here. We're going to have to tell Tim to find our music, right? Three's Company.
Oh, Three's Company music.
Yeah, you have to find out Three's Company music.
Do you know if it's in our main system or I have to?
Yeah, I think you just have to Google it. I have no idea how I usually does it.
No, he just kind of does it. It's just
come and
comes
knock on my door. 781-837-4900. It is the very last day of 2016. Can you believe it?
No.
I honestly cannot even believe it.
I don't know where it
went. By fast.
Yeah, and I sound like an old lady. Well, I sort of am, you know. 48. I'm going to be 49.
Like, I don't know if I can hang with you anymore.
Next year, it's going to be really...
You're kind of old for me.
Then it's getting up to 50. My dad is going to be 80 next year. Yeah, so, Dan Mann. There we go. Oh, that was perfect. Dan Mann is in the house. Yep.
Yep. Here today.
There we go. That maybe we can make that our new jingle.
Maybe we could do that.
That could be our new jingle.
People might get confused, though.
Why? Three's Company. Yeah. We come and move in with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You get them the loan, and we move in with them.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
We have Bill Baylow just like, you know, honk, honk with his, you know, his music.
We do.
Thank you, Tim. Tim was good. He was like really fast.
You were on that, honey. You were on that.
Very quick.
Tim, I don't care what they say about you around here. I love you. No, I'm kidding.
I love you too.
They say all good things, as far as I know, by the way.
As far as I know, too, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Of course, you know Fairway Mortgage is our main sponsor of our radio show that we've had, you know, all year. And wow, the year went by fast.
Real fast. It seems like the first show just just so quick ago.
It seems like yesterday you came in here in a three-piece suit and a three-ring, a four-inch three-ring binder.
I had my facts ready.
And now he comes in with a baseball hat on and not even a pen. Not
four
even
piles of paper.
Not even a pen anymore.
Well, it's New Year's Eve. I figured this show wasn't going to be.
Are you MacGyver?
So
you got a paper clip in your hand.
Well, if we run into a problem, I want to be covered. I have two types of paper clips.
Right. So, oh, MacGyver's got nothing on you.
Oh my gosh. I have a bucket of paper clips. I mean, this is another show. If you listened last week, it was a show about nothing. And hey, look, you got another one of those.
Right.
But if you want to talk real estate, and we certainly can, and mortgages, 781-837-4900. We are live this morning, and Tim is manning the phones for us. Paper clips. My thing with paper clips is when I'm on the phone and doing things, I always take paper clips and I'm opening them, and then I have like a method, and I end up breaking them in half. And it's sort of like a stress release thing for me.
Right.
So I was telling this to one of our friends, John Bartecki. I don't think he ever listens to the show, but so Christmas, 2 years ago, I woke up and there's this package out on my doorstep, and I was like, that's sort of scary because it said, like, from your secret Santa. And
there's
I was
white powder
like,
all over
it. I know.
Here, like, Mark, can you open this?
In the backyard.
I got you something. It's on the porch.
Bring it way down near the back of the fence.
If you wouldn't mind opening it up in the bogs,
that would be great. Let me know. Call me.
And I'm so bad at measurements, but it's about this big. How tall is that from the table up?
Like, I'm going to go
inches.
A foot and a half.
18 inches.
18 inches.
Oh, look
that's
at that.
The same thing as a foot and a half. Oh my God, you're in sync today.
22 inches.
She goes, "What do you? 18 inches. Do you think it's about a foot and a half? 18 inches.
Yeah,
still 18 inches.
You know, hey, seriously, did we not almost say that at the same exact time? You know, I'm not allowing you to gang up on me today. I have Tim in my corner, and Kevin Tocci is in the house somewhere, and he will definitely get my back. I got a Brockton guy and a Dorchester guy. You have no girl. You have no chance. So, anyways, filled to the top with paper clips. So if you need paper clips, please come over to Boston.
You're the person to see.
I'm the person.
Forget Staples. Come see me.
Right. Oh, she has stock in Staples. Are you kidding?
I love Staples, actually.
Yes, she does.
I really do.
She does. I know.
So we're going to do a year in a review. Show, and we're going to talk.
We're going to talk a little bit about mortgages and the interest rates that people are, you know.
Well, his year in review. We're going to
Yours. No, this like is not about us, Dan. This is about you.
You know what we should do too is try and do now that we're live.
Yeah.
Today, now that we're finally live.
Maybe the home scouting app and see if how many people can enter by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give it a gift certificate or something.
What do they get, Dan?
They get to use the home scouting app.
No, well, we should give them something for joining our club.
Sharon knows how to do that.
Okay, so this is what they have to do. They have to do the home scouting app. Mm-hmm. Then they
download
have to
it.
Then they have to call Tim. We're gonna have the phones ringing off the hook, Tim. So get your fingers ready. And
well, we can pick one at random of all the people that.
Yeah, but how are we going to know? I'm not going to know.
And you it'll happen within the next hour.
Well, I figured they could call in and say hello to us at the same time. Tim will take down their names at the end of the show. We'll put them on a piece of paper and draw our name. Yep. And what should we give them? We're making this up right now. What do you think, Tim?
Some paper clips?
An 18-inch Dunkin'
20 boxes of paper clips. No.
We'll think about it during the break. But you'll get something.
You'll get something. And even if you don't want to talk to us, you can certainly call in to Tim and, you know, he'll tell us who called in or something. I'm sure he has no problem butting in, right?
So, no, not at all.
Not
so
at
to
all.
Qualify, though, you have to be download the Home Scouting app to your phone. You can do it with Android or iPhones.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that, Dan?
Just go into your store, look for the Home Scouting app, and then use either Cindy or Sharon's VIP code, and it's free. And you get to look at every house you want in MLS, up to date, live. No one's going to solicit
it's
you
the
or
best.
Bother you. So you can try it right now. So
Sharon, what's your VIP code?
I need to know yours first to know what mine is.
Okay, mine is, God love her. Mine is C Ford. That's the one you really want to download.
Yeah, I got to say,
all lowercase. You may not want to.
You might not want to do mine.
You can do
but
mine.
Whatever.
Mine's D Man.
And then.
M-A-N-N.
You are D-Man.
Yep. I tried to make it simple for people.
You are D-Man.
Yep.
And mine must be Sharon M. I think that's Sharon M.
All lowercase.
Yeah. Because no one can spell McNamara. That's why I did Sharon M.
It's a Mac or a Mick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And not even that. It's a menorah.
So, it's not a menorah.
That's what we get. So tell everybody one more time, Jen. So we're going to be giving out a gift card
of some sort.
Okay.
Yep.
So we will do that. And
The amount, you know, it's got to be to enter. You just they'll see who can download the Home Scouting app before the show's over. And then after it's downloaded, we'll get, you know, we get an alert that you downloaded. Call in, give us your name and, you know, phone number, and we'll, you know, we're going to pick one of the people. So you're just going to use one of our VIP codes, which is C Ford or D Man or Sharon M. And then we'll see who gets the most entries right there.
What you just really want to do is see Ford, but whatever.
You can go into the into your app store or whatever if you have an Android, and then you just look up Home Scouting.
Yep.
And then it will come up, and then that's how you would download
You put
that.
Your email address in, and then you put in one of our VIP codes.
To make sure it's free. That's how it's free.
That's how it's free. That.
Yep.
Sharon M.
Oh,
all lowercase.
I see people getting competitive now.
Yep, Sharon M.
She forgot her code, but now all of a sudden she knows it really well.
she has her code.
Sharon M. Yep. All right, so let's talk about a couple things. What do you want to discuss today?
I'd say just one of the biggest things to know coming into the new year, if you're going to start looking for houses, get pre-qualified early. Because as you guys know, the market is very, you know, tight right now.
Inventory so low.
Yep. And so you got to be ready to go. If you want to buy something, you have to have your pre-approval ready. And it's kind of, you know, a luxury to be pre-approved early, because in case there is something, maybe even mistakenly, on your credit, we got to have it removed. And so that say you're buying 3 months down the road, it's great to be pre-approved now, because if there is a problem, we have 3 months to clear up whatever issue there was. Or even better, say your credit, you know, maybe you have a 700 credit score and you want to get to that 740, which will get you a better rate. We can work on those things. You can, you know, have a couple little things, tricks you can do, paying down certain things to certain levels. And that's also going to help you get a better interest rate. And now we know, because rates have gone up, you know, the Federal Reserve has, they've announced an uptick in the rates, the interbank rates. So now rates have gone up and they're really not in the threes anymore.
So, but they're still low.
They're still really low
compared to my first house.
Yep.
Now, what was yours when you bought it?
$18,999, and that was standard.
Oh, so what about when you bought Pembroke, though?
Oh, that was I want to say that was 24 years ago. I want to say about maybe 12, was maybe it? $899.
Yeah, I want to say like $8,900. That's where we were when we bought.
$265,000.
Yeah, me too. I'm like 2 points
like
something,
money.
2.5 or something.
Yeah, people get spoiled. So now when they hear, rates are all the way up to 4.5, people, you know, get
that's
upset.
Still great.
It's unbelievable.
Because I remember getting down to 4.5 and thinking, oh my gosh.
Well, how many times did we refinance over the years to get to the rate that we're at when we bought our house? It was, I want to say it was like 8.5, 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've refinanced.
But then it went down to the sevens.
When it went down to five, I was like,
fives, it will never go lower.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And then when it went down to four, it'll never go lower. And someone said it'll never go in 2.65. Yeah.
And Dan, did I hear somewhere, and maybe you told me, I'm not even sure, that the Federal Reserve is considering doing another.
It's going to happen. They said 3 times this year, probably.
Okay, 2017. Yeah, because it couldn't all happen today.
That's true.
What?
That's good. We're going to have those jokes all show. Hey, I'll see
free.
You next year.
Free,
I'll see you
free,
next
free,
year.
Free, free, free.
Right? But that's what they said. Maybe 3 times. You know, they said definitely 2 times. But possibly 3 times.
Two more times.
Yep.
Okay, so
what will happen? I missed that. Something. What will happen?
The rate will go up again.
Oh, again. Okay.
Oh, they raised. So
I didn't know. If
one
it was
of the
down
reasons the rates were so low was basically the interbank rate was almost zero.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Uh-huh.
So that's why if people realize they don't get, you know, interest on your bank accounts that you used to.
Oh, gosh.
Because they can't have it because they're not making any money on that money. Uh-huh. So now they ticked it up a quarter point in December. And now they said they're going to do it probably, you know, at least 2 more times this year and maybe 3. So that's just automatically going to make the rates go up, you know, so they're going to go higher. So it's, you know, kind of now's the time to get in if you're going to buy or even refinance. You know, some people, you know, waited, you know, thinking that was going to go down all the way to the 2s and stay there forever. But and they're sitting with a 4.875. Well, now's the time to kind of redo it. Some people say, I don't want to go back to a 30. There's so many different things you can do with that, though. For instance, even if you're going to save only a quarter, you can still just take that money. If it's a no-cost loan, right, where we're paying your closing costs, and you save a quarter, it's going to make sense. Take that money. Just say you're saving, you know, $50 or $60 a month. That's fine. Just take that money. Don't change your payment and just apply that to principal, and your loan will be paid off so quick. It's just much quicker, and you're going to save a ton more and build a lot more equity quicker in your house.
Yeah,
people don't realize that. They say, oh, I'm only saving $60. It's not worth it. It is.
$60 is $60, though.
Right.
I mean,
it is.
Do you ever remember? I don't ever recall having that mentality. Have you ever had
$20 is $20.
Well, that's how I feel. And even when we're working with our clients, right. And if we can find them any type of savings in any capacity, type. You know, I know with you guys, you know, when you use Jim Sweeney, who, by the way, walked into my office yesterday. I don't know if Jim listens to our show, but oh my God, did he tell you about how fired up I was yesterday?
No, not at all.
Oh yes, I was fired up. Like you have never
did
seen.
Did I miss that?
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, because it happened afterwards. But there was another attorney that was working with a buyer client, not my buyer client, but I was the listing agent. Jim was working with our client. You actually know the people because you helped them get a loan on their new house.
Okay.
So lo and behold, they sold one house and they bought another house in Pembroke, same town. But they couldn't get the trash bill, like the closing attorney. It was not Jim. It was another person. Mm-hmm. She didn't do the prorated on the trash bill. And my client went to, so the whole thing was paid in full, right, when they sold their house. Yeah. When they went to their new house, they're like, well, we can't give you your trash barrels because you owe $175. And she's like, no, I paid in full. And, you know, Board of Health was like, no, it doesn't go by person. It goes by property address. So it was $175. Oh. We couldn't get in touch with the other attorney. So I said, you know what? You're just moving into your new house. It was like 2.5 weeks after they closed on their first house. And I said, well, what? I'll just pay it. So I paid the $175. I said, I'll just, you know, get squared up with the attorney afterwards. Well, the attorney, Jim, our Jim, called her right away when I told him. She never responded, never responded. I got in touch with her yesterday. I go, here we are, the very last Friday of the year. I just want to talk to you about this $175. And it wasn't even so much the $175.
No.
She's like avoiding me right now.
Right.
She put the blame on Jim.
Really?
And me. She goes, we asked your office for things and you never gave it to us. I go, you kept on asking us for the water bill that was paid. And like, we gave you the paid receipt. What more would you want from us? So I was on fire. And Jim just happened to walk in when I hung up with her. Mm. Yeah. So anyways, our Jim doesn't do things like that.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
That happens.
No.
Nope.
Never. But he does give a discount for people when they work with you and us.
A lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy does your purchase and sales. He'll negotiate your purchase and sales for you at no cost, which most people hire an attorney to negotiate their purchase and sales, and that usually costs about $500. Mm-hmm. Jimmy doesn't do that.
Yeah. And the homestead?
Yep, he records your homestead.
Records it and writes it up for you.
Yep, mm-hmm. at no cost. So usually attorneys will charge, $250 to draw up your homestead. He doesn't charge to draw it up for you.
Yeah. Well, I think just the filing fee, whatever that is, was
39,
like
37
$36
or 39.
$36.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's an odd number.
Tim, the phone just rang too. Was that someone who did the home snap? No?
Home scout.
No,
Sorry. No, it wasn't. All right. You're getting personal
phone
calls here.
Personal phone call during our show, really?
No, no personal phone calls here.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Of course, Fairway is our main sponsor of our radio show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to continue on talking about mortgages. So we'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Need a new bathroom? Yeah, that's always nice. The best way to get one? Well, be married to a plumber. Or you can call my husband, Mark McNamara, because I am married to a plumber. You can contact Mark at 781-294-7100. He's a plumber who actually makes house calls.
Call Mark at McNamara Plumbing, 781-294-7100.
Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was suspicion and despair.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Cindy and I, obviously, are from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore.
On the South Shore and in Dorchester.
Yep, and Bridgewater.
Bridgewater is the South Shore, but Bridgewater, yes.
Yep. They sort of call themselves like the South Coast. They're dealing with like the, you know, the Middleboroughs and Lakevilles. And right. They go into... Yeah, I don't consider Bridgewater a coast myself, but like that sort of that region, you know what I mean? Because it could go out to like... Easy to get onto 495, I guess, to get to like, you know, New Bedford and Foxborough and all those areas. I know some of our agents.
That's how I got there.
Well, we Rhode Island first.
I might have skipped Rhode Island, but I did get to Connecticut that way.
That's funny. Speaking of Connecticut, Casey May is down in Connecticut. Happy New Year, Casey May. And Happy New Year, to Mackenzie. 781-837-4900. This is our last show of the year, and we have some big news to talk about as well. But if you would like to say anything to us, maybe even just Happy New Year, 781-837-4900. Tim is manning the phones. We are having a little contest right now, too.
Yeah, if you've just tuned in.
Yeah, tell them about it, Sin.
So you can download the Home Scouting app. Off of either your Android or your smartphone, whatever they're all smartphones, your iPhones, and it's Home Scouting app, and then you put in your email address, you put in the VIP code, which would either be C Ford, all lowercase, D Man, all lowercase, Dan?
Yep.
And that's two N's in Man, or Sharon M, all lowercase, and you will win something. We don't know what yet, but we will announce that at the end of the show.
We'll think about it. Well, if people call in. I mean, people may not even call in, so.
Yep.
Right.
But with that app, you are able to sort of directly be into MLS and search for homes and look at things. And if you are in the market to look for a home, it's good to have a tool like that with you at all times because there's no inventory.
Even if you're not looking now. Even if you're planning on looking a year from now, just have it on your phone and you can start looking just to gauge what the market's like coming into when you want to buy, to know what to expect.
Dan and Sharon were explaining was, so MLS is Multiple Listing Service, and that's where every single agent puts their properties. Anything that's, you know, in Massachusetts goes in there. So it's real time as opposed to some sites that you may be looking on that aren't real time.
Right. You'll decide you like a property and you go to see it and it's already sold.
Right.
We get a lot of that from different
Sites.
Yeah, other sites out there. Yep. Yeah. A lot of people call me with Zillow stuff and they'll be like, it's already under agreement or
sold a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me the other day. Two of them, they sold like literally.
Well, and
in
the things are selling really quickly too right now. Right. So you were starting to say that too.
Yeah,
so
because that's important.
If you're in the market or you're thinking about being in the market and you're thinking, oh, I'll wait until the spring when more houses come on the market. We've been doing a bunch of CMAs in the office. I've seen that the agents have been very busy doing that.
Right.
I do sense that after Super Bowl Sunday, we're probably going to see, you know, inventory start coming back.
Yep.
Yes.
You should be prepared because there are a lot of people in the same position as you that want to find a house. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure that you, you know, have your pre-approval letter.
Pre-approval, and then you have a program kind of pick that will work for you because there's so many different you know, loan programs. You can be a 20% down buyer, a 3% down buyer. There's just different programs. So it's great to have it all decided what you're going to kind of use once you get going forward.
But see, people don't know that. And so when I am getting someone from, say, a lead within, you know, the office, or, you know, Sharon has Zillow, the first thing I ask again is, one, are you working with an agent? Two, are you pre-approved? And they'll say yes. And I don't think I can say this, but they'll be with online banks. And I say,
That start with Q. Didn't I say that last year?
Yeah.
And I almost think, wanted to hang myself last week because
of
a loan that started with Q.
Right.
And go ahead.
Because you're not dealing with a real person, really.
No, and they get paid potentially. I don't really know how all of them work, but, you know, you tell them what you make, and you could be maybe exaggerating a little bit, and they don't know what you're, income-to-ratio.
Do people exaggerate?
Yeah, kind of. Or they just don't know. Like, I wouldn't expect people, you know, they don't do this every day, so they don't know what qualified income is. Mm-hmm. Oh, I make X amount a year. That's my income. Well, you deduct, you know, 50% of your income on your taxes, so we really can't use that. You know, you know, it's only, if you're not paying taxes on it, then it's only 50% of what it is. And, you know, when you see those great TV commercials that try and make it sound like it's so easy what they're doing, It there's a lot of hard work that goes into figuring out what they're qualified
for. I think the risk is better than the gain, even if they're promising you these, you know, ridiculous, you know, these rates or whatever. You know, I think that the risk of it not going all the way through fruition is more scary.
Absolutely.
Than being with somebody local. We talked about this last week, having your team on your side. And that's why yesterday I was so upset when Jim walked in. I actually sent him an apology yesterday. I was like, listen, I didn't realize that many F-bombs could come out of my mouth in 3 minutes, but I was so upset. And it wasn't so much about the $175 and them not paying me back. It had nothing to do with any of that, but the woman actually flipped the blame on Jim and me and my team. And it that isn't right. That's why I was so upset. But that's why you need to have a good team on your side. And I said that to him this morning. Like, I'm really sorry for all the F-bombs. And it's just my baby cubs, you know? Right. You know, like, I was really upset about that.
And it's funny when people can't take responsibility for... If that person just said, you know what, I made a mistake. I won't happen again. About that. It would have been over and done with. No problem. Yep. Everyone makes mistakes. Fine.
Things happen.
Yep. And now it's just like I find nowadays, just no one ever wants to take responsibility for making a mistake.
I know. Well, I think maybe, I don't know, this next generation, I was saying that to Mackenzie actually in the car this week, is something had come up. We were talking about something, I don't remember, but her generation, they don't look at each other. Because they're always on their phones. Mm-hmm. It's like they almost don't know how to talk. And it's so easy to hide behind a screen, and maybe fibbing is easier when you're doing it that way.
Right.
I just also want to mention to our listeners that clicking noise you hear is not Dan clipping his fingernails right now. It's him still playing with the paperclip.
I'm just waiting for an emergency. If an emergency happens, you'll thank me for having these paperclips.
It looks exactly, MacGyver would already have had us out of this situation.
You know?
I'm just saying.
It's so funny. 781-837-4900. If you want to say Happy New Year to us, we'd love to say Happy New Year to you. If you have any questions about, you know, the loan process, buying a home, selling a home, what you should be thinking about now, if you're thinking about coming on the market in the spring, what is the process for either, you know, for getting a loan, for selling a house, for buying a house, like what steps should you take first? You know, just give us a call, 781-837-4900.
And just for listings too, you know, you want to pick the right realtor to list your house, because each person has different techniques on how to market your house. You know what I mean? I think you guys do a great job coming with statistics on, you know, in pricing a house right. Because if you don't price a house right, then it sits on the market. And then it becomes, hey, why was it sitting on the market? People get this stigma. There's a problem with it. And now you're not going to get as much as you should have got, just because you might not have worked with the right realtor in the beginning, and see the different tools they offer. You know, the marketing tools that you guys use are incredible.
Yeah, we do have a lot of tools from the office. You know, I feel like we're a boutique, but with 46 agents, whatever we have, I think that it seems a little bit more than a boutique. We have a lot to offer the agents, and all of the agents are so great, and they teach each other things, which is
huge.
So helpful. Like, this worked for me, that worked for me. But one thing I want to say is timing is everything, because I had one client last year, and it was, they came on the market a little bit too late, and they missed the market, and we were sort of testing the market a little bit.
Right.
And they missed that little window of opportunity, because then a lot of inventory came on, so their house didn't end up selling. I think they're thinking about, you know, putting it back on in the spring. The spring would be the Sunday after Super Bowl Sunday. We do have a caller, but I noticed you guys are getting like group texts, and I'm
still left out of it.
No,
not a group text.
No.
I have a lead.
Oh, do you have a lead?
How come
I don't? Because we can multitask. We don't know because your phone was closed.
Well, how come I don't have
one? We can talk and look at the same time.
No, I didn't get an email. How come I'm not getting any? McNamara? No, Sharon M.
That's probably why.
Sharon M is my code if you want to download this home scouting
app. She's getting competitive now.
Yes. Yeah, we have Tom from Kingston. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Also with you.
What's going on?
Nothing. I called to say Happy New Year, but I had a question. I don't know if you guys had ever had any experience with a mortgage. Can you add someone's name or take somebody's name off a mortgage?
Very good question.
Yeah, most of the time it involves just refinancing, but you can add someone as long as it's it's continuity. If you've been on the loan for more than 6 months, or you know what I mean, you can definitely add people and take them off, but You do most of the time have to refinance, depending on the situation.
For example, if the mortgage is in my wife and I's name,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting older in age, and we want to add our son's name on there so that if and when we die, he can continue the mortgage.
Right, because you have a good rate and stuff like that. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably do something like that. What we could do is, if you want to just call in, we can go over all of the different options for that.
Yeah.
But it is possible, yes. The short answer is yes. You can do something like that.
And too, with the deed and all of that, like, how would that work? So let's just say that Tom and his wife, you know, in 50 years deceased, and the son has the house. I mean, by will, he'll get it, right? Mm-hmm. By inheritance.
Right.
So what happens in that case? Like,
about the mortgage?
Yeah,
right.
So what happens with the mortgage? Would the son be able to just sort of take over that mortgage?
See, that's more of an attorney's end, like with the deed and all that.
I think they'd have to qualify in order to take it over.
Right, and that's why, though, I think right now you would want to try and add them now, because obviously everything's qualified now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't have to, say, have the income to qualify, because he's already on it, if you get what I'm saying.
Right.
Maybe we can have Jim call us. Maybe we can text Jim and say, hey, is there any chance you can call into the studio?
Well, I'm pretty sure, because Jimmy can add people to the deed later.
Yeah.
That's a different aspect. But
and taking people off the deed, we know that that can be done.
You can definitely
there's
do that.
A process
to do. But the deed and mortgage is two different things, right?
Yep, 100%. That's why I'm saying, so with the mortgage, you would want to do something now where you're kind of adding someone, you know what I mean? But it depends.
Locked
what type
in.
Of loan are you in now?
I'm in a 30-year fix.
Sorry, I should be clear. Like FHA, conventional?
Conventional.
Okay, so usually, I think you can, yes. The short answer is just, if you call in, I can get a much more detailed for you.
Okay.
But I think you can do something like that, and I think it's probably a smart way to go, because now you're qualifying with three people instead of just one.
Tom, the other thing, too, is, I mean, I know that you had called before, because I don't know if you know that Alyssa and I are going to be doing another Financially Secure Woman event in January.
Yeah, but I haven't found a wig to put on yet in the dress.
I know, but we were actually thinking about, like, opening it up to couples, because I think that is beneficial. But, you know, one of the questions, too, maybe, does it make sense to have, maybe not have his wife on the mortgage, just have him on the mortgage and his son on the mortgage? Because, I mean, would you want your wife to be responsible to take over, you know, the mortgage if you should decease before she does?
But someone's going to have to pay it.
Because what happens to the house?
Yeah, someone's going to have to pay it regardless. So if she's on it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, if she's... I think that having just the two of them on it, you know what I mean? Like the son. And will the son take it over basically at that point? You know what I mean? Like, why bother having your wife on it? On the mortgage?
I don't know.
I get what you're saying now. So if it's just your wife.
If Tom and Patsy, right? Patsy, right?
Right.
So if Tom and Patsy, how do I know my listeners? Yeah, that's how good I know them.
I was like, wow, that's a good guess. That was a great guess.
Yeah, I'm also psychic. I'm going to have another show on that. No. So if Tom and Patsy have their son on the mortgage, right? Because they have a house in, let's just say, Rockland. I knew that, Tom.
Right.
So if they have that house there, if Tom should decease before Patsy, Patsy would be sort of still responsible for that mortgage because she's on it with her son. But if she's not on it, wouldn't the son just be taking it over himself? Because Tom is deceased.
Yes, but the issue is, I mean,
Because if he doesn't want...
It's either going to get paid or not get paid, though. It's either going to get foreclosed if it doesn't get paid anyway. So it's kind of the six and one half to the other.
Let me throw another scenario. So I put my son's name on there.
Uh-huh.
I'm able to do it somehow. I was able to get the mortgage company to put his name on there.
Okay.
Then my wife and I, coming home from New Year's party, we get hit by a truck. Boom, both of us are gone.
Okay.
So now he is responsible for that loan because his name is on there.
Yes.
He can continue it. There won't be any problems with the mortgage company.
Mm-hmm. Right, because he was already
He's on it.
He's on it.
So if he wasn't, then he would have to kind of refinance and qualify.
To see if he qualifies, otherwise the bank is going to say, listen, we want our money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And two, the other thing that I recently learned too, Tom, was that if you have your current mortgage with whatever company it's with or bank that it's with, and you wanted to add your son to your deed, you have to get permission from the... You have to read through your mortgage, basically, just to make sure that they'll allow you to just add somebody to your deed. It isn't like you can just make an adjustment to the deed because the bank approved that deed.
Right.
So if you're going to add somebody to it, they have to give you approval to do that.
So do you have to pre-qualify? Not pre-qualify. We know as you...
They may.
Does that person have to...
They may. I mean, they may...
Yeah, that's the deed stuff.
That's the deed. I mean, that's why I think Cindy just texted Jim to see if he could call into the studio. Did you give him the phone number, too?
Do you have to pre-qualify and then you have to adjust the rates all over again?
No. The deed is different, like
the
you
deed,
said.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
The deed.
So, but I know people are added and taken off after a mortgage is started. But like you said, if there's... In the terms.
It could be a stipulation in the terms. So you would want to pull all that, you know, the 200 pages that you have.
That's why I was asking what type of mortgage he had, because some are assumable. Like a VA loan, they're assumable. Like, you know what I mean? You can just assume. You don't have to be on it. You can just assume the mortgage. So it's different for each type. That's why you have to do a little bit of digging, because you got to know more information before you can really give you an accurate answer. That's why I'm saying, you know, just call the office and I can go over it with you.
Yeah.
And... Tom, I wanted to tell you something else because you're one of our, like, you know, frequent listeners, like a frequent flyer.
That's the only way I can get the housework done around here. Because I'm like Mr. Mom here taking care of the house while I'm listening to the radio.
Well, lucky for Patsy. What's Patsy doing? Just sitting down with her feet up? I mean, you're making it sound like, you know.
Hey, after being married for so many years, you learn to say yes there and everything else. No, she's down. Her father's and his sister living down Plymouth.
Yes.
And she goes down there to... Make sure everything's okay. Make sure his meds are taken care of.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
Things like that. So
that's awesome. So that's a nice surprise to come home, and she doesn't have to do any cleaning after the fact, right?
Yeah, I get to clean the pans from last night and all the good stuff, all that type of thing. But
awesome.
Being New Year's, we don't care anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Life is too short, that's for sure. But I want to let you know something along with all of our other listeners, and I'm going to do it with you, and I think this is perfect. I'm glad that you called in, because you've been listening to me since I've been on the show with Mike.
And even before that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, so, you know, forever, you know, we've been, you know, listening to the show and everything. So there's going to be some changes happening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we're just letting everybody know. We've known for a while, but today is our last show. Yeah. So we're letting our listeners know that today is our very last show for Talk Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. They already have somebody else slotted here for after Michael McNamara's show, McNamara on Money. So today is our last show, but don't be sad, because realtors move too. So we're moving to a night show. And it's going to be during the week. We can't give... You liked that, didn't you, Tim? Realtors move.
I'm very happy to hear that you are not leaving the station.
We are not leaving. We're going to try a night show instead. So that's what we're going to do. You know, Mr. Perry is in the works of trying to get everything all organized and find a slot for us. So in a couple weeks, we'll be on at night. How do you feel about that?
During the week or on weekends?
During the week.
During the week.
Yep. So it will be during the time when people are driving home from work and things like that. So it just works better for our schedules. We're all very busy, and, you know, the quality of life for all of us with family. And but what we've noticed is our co-hosts as well are having a difficult time at this 10 o'clock time slot. And we just don't feel, and you've mentioned it, and you've been part of our thinking process, is the pre-recorded shows just don't give it the justice that it deserves, and having that interaction with our callers. So during the summer, it's really difficult to do the show, you know, live.
On Saturday mornings.
On Saturday mornings.
Especially with open
houses. It's also tough for the listening audience because they have a life and they're either outside cutting the grass or gone shopping, and sometimes you end up missing part of the show or some of the show, whatever it is. It's tough.
Yeah, so we'll let you know. I mean, I know you have my digits, so you can text me and I can tell you when I think we're going to be.
Sure.
But it will be, again, Realtors Move Too, but don't be sad that today is our very last show. And it's a great way to leave. I mean, it's the last day of the year, 2016. Right. We had a great year. So we will be back on, not next week, but the week after that, I believe. And we will have more information. Like I said, Mr. Perry is working hard and diligently to find a spot for us.
And, of course, you're going to be able to have announcements on the radio.
Yes.
Saying, listen, we have moved.
Yes.
You know, being a realtor, we do move, too.
Yeah. Right. Didn't you like that? That's sort of like a
I like you. Come knock on our door. I mean, that's a realtor. That's a realtor thing.
Come and knock on our door. Yeah.
Talk real estate after dark.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Just so that we can have wine, right?
Well, I was going to say, now the drinking won't be so inappropriate.
We have to be careful because I think that Mr. Perry is still in the building, so I don't think we should tell him. We drink coffee on Saturday mornings, and we're drinking wine on nights, whatever night they put us on.
That's it.
We will be working really hard with the studio. Bob Parkus, I was talking to him this morning. We're going to be doing a bunch of promos and all kinds of great stuff. And I think that the energy will be great for us to be doing that show. We're really, really excited about it. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity with WATD and to continue being part of the WATD family because it means a lot to me. So.
And I do have a request. I know you've taken care of the request, but to continue, say for example, today's show, is it recorded?
Yes.
So that I could say to, hey, Kevin, you want to listen to the show? She was talking about mortgages.
Yep.
You might be able to pick it up.
Yep.
Go to, www.talkrealestateradio.com.
That's how you get there.
Right.
Talkrealestateradio.com. And if anybody is listening, if you have, you know, the podcast app on your iPhone, we're also on the Android now. You have an Android, right? Mm-hmm. If you can just verify that for me, because I put in the application through, you know, that process. Jesse actually showed me how to do it a few weeks ago. The app, our station is called Talk Real Estate Radio. So you can always get the podcast.
Okay. It's not right on your website?
There might be a link on the website, but I'm not sure. But if you
can, there was the one on your link on your website.
Yes. Yep, it's still there. Yep, that is still there. That
but
brings you to the website.
Everybody changes their website so often. It's like, okay, so now what? You're missing this or
yeah,
that, whatever
nope,
it is.
It's still there. But if you want to listen on your phone, on your smartphone or your iPad or whatever, you can go to it's the podcast app, and then it's Talk Real Estate Radio. So you'll be able to find us there. So we will definitely let you know when there's more to come. And just so you also know, I am still going to be, you'll hear me once a quarter. I'm going back to Michael McNamara's show as well. So he's invited me to come back with him once a quarter. I've always been his real estate expert with him and his show. So I've already scheduled four shows for him for 2017. So you'll hear me there.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. And if not, I can always call you and aggravate
you
that way.
Of course. Of course you can.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
And I'm hoping that someday soon I can swing by Dorchester.
Yes.
Go back to our roots.
Yes, that would be fun. That would be great.
And when's your father's birthday?
My dad's birthday is June 3rd, and he will be 80 years old.
That's amazing, because he looks so good.
Yes, he looks great, doesn't he? You met him last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's awesome.
We're like Biffs, Tom. But you know what? I have Teresa from Marshfield waiting on the other line, so we're going to take her.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year. Tom. Happy New Year to Patsy as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So that was Tom from Kingston. He's one of my BFFs. We have Teresa from Marshfield. Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
She downloaded the app.
Did you download the app, Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I have it right here.
You chose Cindy over me, Teresa? I mean, we don't want to make you feel bad about that.
Not at all.
C4 is easier.
Remember.
C4 is easier than Sharon Mack.
Sharon M, M. Yeah.
See, you guys can't get hers right.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to change mine to just S.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to change mine to pick me.
Yeah. That's actually a good one. That would be good.
Yeah. Or my password. Right, or something like that. So, Teresa from Marshfield, I'm glad that you did that. Are you in the process of just looking for a house, or are you just sort of curious to look at the app?
I'm considering putting my house on the market in the spring, and I just have kind of a basic question.
Sure.
And it's like, my house needs the kitchen and the bathroom, the main bathroom, need to be updated. And I don't know if I should wait and put it on the market and let somebody else worry about that and do it the way they want to, or if I should go ahead and do it before I put it on the market.
Teresa, you should not do it before it's on the market.
We're all shaking our head the same exact direction here.
People, you may pick something that you think is, let's just say, you know, that everyone would like. Well, maybe everyone wouldn't like that, or the color, or the type of wood, or the countertops, or the cabinet style. I try not to have any of my clients spend any more money or any at all if they don't need to. So that's one of the great things, you know, Sharon and I and our agents, we come in and we go through the property with you and tell, because we know, we come in as a buyer's agent because we're both very strong buyer's agents, and we go in and look at the property and tell you, okay, this needs to be put away, take this down, do this, do that, and we try not to have you spend any money. So let someone else put that money into doing it the way they want instead of wasting money. That's, you know.
I learned something today.
My opinion.
I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, because it may not be what they want. And I sold a beautiful home in Hanover, Eileen's home.
Mm-hmm.
It was
like
a multi-million dollar kitchen. The house was probably 2 years old. The person that bought it gutted the entire kitchen.
Really?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And it takes time to earn that equity back.
Yes.
So if you were to do, like sometimes I have people who will have me come over and they know, or if they're just buying a house with me, and they know it's going to be sort of a short-term, not lifelong, you know, the in-between house, right, for the lifer house. And they'll ask me, what types of renovations should I do? I mean, you're not going to get, you know, every penny back that you put in. So it isn't like you're going to spend, you know, $10,000 on a kitchen and get that $10,000 back. It just doesn't work that way. And Cindy is so great at going, she can go to your house. She's a professional, certified staging professional as well. She has a lot of good design sense. She's done her kitchen over one of her good friends' designs kitchens and stuff like that. She can give you ideas on what you can do to make your current kitchen look better.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem as out of date.
Out of date. There's a few small things that you can do, simple things,
yeah,
really.
Like white towels in a bathroom is like one of the bigger things, just making white curtains, and, you know, like shower curtains and
sometimes
things like
just
that.
Washing down, if they're oak cabinets from the 90s, you know, wash them because they get the, you know, the dirt from the oil and they darken over time. It's simple things like that, and we come in and go through everything, and it's literally trying to either spend little or no money at all before you. It's just perception and how things look when people come in.
And to just the marketing that goes behind it, like Dan said. And Cindy also does a good job, too, of pricing a home. So it's priced according to the conditions it's in. So let's just say I have no idea where you live or what your value of your house is. Let's just say it's $400,000. If somebody comes in and says, oh, well, I'm only offering you $350 because you need a new kitchen and new baths, Cindy's response would be?
Well, I priced that appropriately based on the fact that it needs a new kitchen and a new bath. We didn't price it at, say, maybe $475 or $450 because, you know, it needed a new bath and a new kitchen. We're looking at the apples to apples and the other properties that have sold and what the condition of their home was in. Not to say it's not in good condition, but you know, the bathrooms and the kitchens, and it will be priced appropriately because you won't get that money back if you put the money into the kitchen.
And Teresa, when you say it needs updating, like how I mean, sometimes people live in their house and to them it's like, oh, like I walk through my house and I want to change every single door in my house. You know what I mean? Do they need it? No, but to me it's something that sticks out. Like how, I don't even want to say how bad are they, what type of condition are they in?
It's average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This house was built like in the '80s or something. So the natural colored wood cabinets.
And there's a few things you can do or not do. It just depends on, again, the condition and how you've kept the kitchen over the years. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be something that, honestly, I'd have to look at and come in.
Sure.
Well, now you have Cindy's information because C-Ford is easier to remember than Sharon M. No, that's only teasing.
But I would be more than happy to come over and take a look and walk through. And one thing is that, you know, all of us, we're extremely honest, but nice about, you know, we want, you to get the most that you possibly can for your property.
Absolutely. Right.
Always. Right.
Mm-hmm. And now it goes into that fact, too, if you come in now and say she wasn't ready for the spring.
Yeah.
Now she can be doing your suggestions, like getting the house ready for
right.
her.
Oh, but the spring market is February 1, really.
Yeah. Right. So, right, Super Bowl Sunday, yeah. I feel like everybody's back. Yep. You know, they're upset because they didn't win the square. And, you know, they're ready to put their house on the market. But I think that's, you know, that second week in February is definitely when the spring market is.
Yeah, it's not like people think, oh, is it April? No, it's not, because people want to, you know, I don't know how long you've been in your home, but or if it's a starter home or if it's a, you know, someone that's up, you know, moving up. But you want to know where your children are going to be in the school system, people that potentially might be buying your home. You know what I mean? Like, so they're starting to look much earlier, and you want to make sure that, you know, they get their kids. And someone from your same town could be moving into your home. But you want to make sure that it's on early enough. And when there's...
The other thing, too, that's nice, Teresa, is when you have... Well, we always say, this is like one of our phrases, is you don't know where you're... You can't get to where you want to go unless you know where you are right now.
Right.
So that comes with the pre-approval. So I'm not sure, Teresa, if you're thinking about selling a house and buying another house, probably because you downloaded the app. But this right now, like January, sort of cold, you know, chilly, the weather's... Yep. You know, a lot of making a house look really great is purging and, you know, cleaning, because that's what we always say, Q-tip clean, right? You want the house, your house could already be in that condition.
Right.
But a lot of times it's good to just sort of like, you know, reduce the amount of things that you have in the house. And January is an awesome month to do that type of stuff.
Right. And are you planning on potentially, you know, right-sizing, as Sharon has coined the phrase, or what are you thinking, out of state? What are your thoughts about putting your property on the market and moving on?
I think that right-sizing would be the appropriate term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The kids are all out of the nest now. So.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Look at Cindy's like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I get it.
Yeah.
So you know, want to see what's out there. So you can do that on that app as well. You can look and see what potentially towns you might want to live in, and is it a condominium, is it a smaller home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know, but you can look at all of that and see where your money's potentially going to go, and then you want to get pre-qualified too, so that you know
what you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you will need a mortgage, if you won't, if you want to take some of that money and invest it and get a small mortgage, like that's you know, you have choices then, and you know exactly where you are. Mm-hmm. In the process,
use your mortgage as kind of an investment tool,
because
then you get the tax deduction off your interest and your property taxes, all that good stuff. I'm sure you've been doing that for years if you already own. So now you can, if you make a profit when you sell your house, you might not want to tie that all up into a new house, tie a portion of it up, and then just put the rest in an investment.
Yeah, let your money make you money.
Yep, exactly. Because once it's in your house, it can't make you any more money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people do that. They'll put more money down than they really need to.
Yeah.
Now that money is tied up in your house. You can't use it in an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're stuck. Yes, your house is almost paid off, but you have a smaller tax deduction in the spring.
Yeah.
And you can't use that money for anything else. So I always tell people to do that. You want to avoid mortgage insurance if you can. Put down at least 20%. But after that, I always tell people, try to, you know, use that money, maximize it, and see a good investment person.
Mm-hmm. That's why putting a good team together. Teresa, do you listen every Saturday or sort of frequently?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. So what do you think about us moving? Realtors move too. So how do you feel about us moving to, you know, one of the nights next week?
Oh, I'm going to have to set an alarm on my phone.
Nice.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, we hope that you do that. But if you do miss any of our shows, you can always connect with us at, you know, bostonconnect.com. We have a tab there that has all of our shows on it. We also have the podcast, of course, that you can, you know, download onto your phone as well. So you can always get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, great.
Did you have any other questions for Cindy?
I don't think so. That's great.
And she's entered to win the prize because she downloaded it.
I think you're the only one that sort of entered.
I have one.
You have one too?
I have two.
All right, so you both
and
have.
You may have one now if they can figure your...
Sharon M. No, I don't have any. That's okay. That's fine. I'm good with it. No.
I've come to peace with it.
I'll talk to my therapist about it next week.
Exactly.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for calling in.
Happy New Year. And Cindy's phone number, her direct number, by the way, if you have pen handy, is 781 781- 267-4419. So if you didn't catch that, you can always go onto our website, bostonconnect.com, and underneath our agent tab, our team, you will be able to find her whole profile there as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Teresa. Hope to hear from you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
So that was Teresa from Marshfield, one of our listeners, which is great. So that's good. I'm glad she's going to set an alarm. That's a great idea.
Yep.
I know. She'll only have to do that once. And then it'll be so riveting.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
It'll be appointment radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sort of surprised that, you know, we've come to the end of the year. It's our last show.
Wow.
And it's sort of sad in a way. Like, this is our last Saturday here, Saturday morning together.
Mm. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
I didn't really think about it till now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, we don't think about the show
until we
sit here. Yeah, but it will be great because I think our co-hosts, a lot of our co-hosts like Mark Stiles and Jim Sweeney and Brad Mahoney are the attorneys
Imperial
that we use. Imperial Home Inspection. He's already
Gala Movers.
They already said that they would be more than thrilled to do the night show as well. So we're going to be able to do that. And they all have, you know, some of them have younger kids as well, so it's hard for them to get
right
here on Saturdays.
Yeah,
and so I know. Yeah. The Critzy there. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I haven't heard from them though. So hopefully they'll be able to come. So if you do want to listen to some of our shows, some of the past shows we have, please go to our website at bostonconnect.com. You can go underneath our media tab and that will have all of our shows from this past year and well before that as well. So you can hear Chris Weppert, of course he was great from Yearlick Pest Inspections.
Oh, gosh, right.
We had Cindy had somebody from the Gutter Monkeys.
Oh, Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys.
Cape
the best.
Cod Gutter Monkeys was on. Of course, Stephen Cook from Imperial Home Inspections. He's one of our favorite co-hosts. So we have lots.
We had Sean Callahan from Able Restoration on a couple of times.
Yep.
We have some great
Sean Cunning
great
from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly. So you can hear all of our co-hosts, all of our conversations. Of course, the most important ones are Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. So if you do need to get a pre-qualification, if you're thinking about refinancing because rates are low now and they're tricking up, give Dan a call. Best phone number, Dan, for people to call you?
781-536-4172. And just if you can't remember that, just, you know, look us up with the Marshfield Fairway office. Just call and ask for me.
Yep. And if you can't remember that, just go to bostonconnect.com. We'll make sure that we can get you in touch with Dan. Cindy Ford, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419.
And I am Sharon McNamara, bostonconnect.com. You can reach me directly at 781-294-4848. Don't forget, Realtors Move too. So we are moving tonight and it's going to start in a couple weeks. But WATD will keep you in tune with all of that. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year,
everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, L. Please come with me too.